Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazeen astafa. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are listening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described the Quran, the Kalam, as shifa and rahmat for the people of Iman. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَا وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ That what we have revealed, the Quran, is an extraordinary kitab. It's the greatest miracle given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the Quran is shifa, and in the Quran there is an opening. A person is assisted with divine help, which is rahmat, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we ponder upon the verses of the Quran is actually a healing potent for all the difficulties that we face in this dunya. And it will give you a very general prescription what to do, which is very important for us to understand. So for an example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, as Muslims, what should be our attitude? How can we get a very healthy iman? Healthy iman is very, very important. A healthy iman will always keep you happy. You will have contentment in this dunya. You will have sukoon in this dunya if you have healthy iman. And how do we achieve this? Very simple. The very first line after Suratul Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِي. The first thing we have to understand that Allah is saying, in this book there is no doubt. In this book there is no doubt. And what is meant by the book? It's not just the Quran. The book means there is no doubt in the Quran, there is no doubt in Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no doubt in the sunnah, the seerah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no doubt in this entire deen, deen-e-Islam. And there is no doubt in what Allah has said, that this is halal and this is haram. This is the meaning of Dhalikal Kitab. All of the important attachments to deen, to the Quran, that link and connect are part of this Quran word that is used, and it is inclusive of everything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, your very first attitude, you should not be people that have cheap iman. What is cheap iman? That very easily a person can put doubt inside you. Very easily a person can put doubt inside you. And then you start questioning your deen. You start questioning your deen. It happens. Subhanallah, Allah save us. A lot of the times. And so our iman should be so solid, that come what, whatever happens, if it is mentioned by Allah and His Rasul, they have said this, the whole world is wrong, everybody is wrong, they are right. Finished. And there is this amazing explanation that we see from the companions. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the first Hafiza, Galiban, she was only 18 years of age when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departed. She is the daughter of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And when she got married to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aisha, Jibreel Amin came with your photo, your portrait, that she is going to be your wife. It was shown to him, the daughter of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. 1/3 of Islam we get is from a lady. 1/3 of Islam is from Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. And they say, what rights has Islam given to women? What rights? Islam has given honor to women. Islam has not stripped a woman, making her naked and exploiting, mashallah, the beauty that Allah has given the woman. And Islam has honored the woman. But it depends how people view that and how the people of dunya see it. So a lady came to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So a lot of the masail, some of the masail of women, she would be there at the forefront giving answers. That is why the wisdom of Hazrat Aisha getting married to Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam at a very young age. And so she came into the house at a young age, and the reason for that was that Islam is not just about zakat or roza. Islam is also about masla masail. And there are a lot of rulings about women. And so many of the wives of Huzur alayhi salam were elderly. So the masail and the rulings pertaining to women that are young, that reach the age of maturity, and what they have to do, this is where Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha would come in, and she would look after the women folks of this ummah. So a highly educated woman, highly educated. In fact, she was part of the shura when it came to the seerah of the Khulafa'i Rashideen. Even during the time of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, the Khilafat, she was giving her opinion because of the knowledge, the wealth of knowledge that Allah had blessed her with. So a lady came to her and said that, Amma, I don't understand one mas'ala. And she said, Ma balul ha'idh, ma balul ha'idh, taqzi bisawm wala taqzi salah. That, you know, what is this ruling for us women, that when we have our menses, then we don't do qaza of salah, but we do qaza of roza. We do qaza of roza. So we have to do qaza of roza, but not of salah. So what is the wisdom? Why? Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha looked at this lady when she says, why? So she wanted to give an answer, a wholesome answer, in which not only her iman, but the iman of every woman would be very strong. So she said to this lady, no, what's the matter? Do you have this khawariji mentality? Do you have this khawariji mentality that you are asking me? And she did not even want to give an explanation or give the wisdom. There is wisdom and very simple answer. And she said, it is enough for us. It is enough for us. Kunna na'muru. That Allah has ordered us. That taqzi sawm wa la taqzi salah. It is the hukam of Allah and His Rasul. That you do qaza of your roza and don't do qaza of your salah. And that is it. You don't need an explanation. What did she say? Do you understand, my brothers?
Yeah.
That the level of our iman should be such. We don't require any kind of wisdom. Any kind of a rational explanation. Some wisdom. Or what somebody might say, you know, what is the wisdom, common sense behind this hukam? The easiest way to understand is Allah who has given you the brain, Allah who has given everyone the brain, Allah who has sent Anbiya in this dunya to guide humanity, every law of Allah is full of guidance and wisdom. So if it is the hukam of Allah, that is it. You don't have to go and explore and, you know, look into it, venture into it, start, do your research. Why is this? Why is that? No. Khatam ho gayi baat. She didn't want to explain. You don't have to know nothing. It is the order of Allah. Subhanallah. Look at the iman they had. Order of Allah. Khatam. When alcohol became haram, you know, these were people who were addicted to alcohol. Alcohol was in their veins. It's how much they would drink. You know, we talk about the Irish drinking. Forget the Irish and the pubs. Ye kya thi? But what about the people of Makkah? How much they would drink? Alcoholics. And then, this deen, this faith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes with certain rules and regulations. The verses are revealed. That's it. Abstain and stay away from rijs and everything that is wrong, including alcohol, khamr. They did not even ask Allah and His Rasul, you know, what is the wisdom? Can we drink alcohol a bit until, you know, we know what we are doing? Thora peele, kya karle? Thora peele, small amount. Can we take it in? Nothing. Because they knew the very first verse of the Quran, which we don't know. ذَلِكَ kitab. La raiba fi. Is sabak ko yaad karo. La raiba fi. La raiba fi. La raiba fi. La raiba fi. I'm not going to doubt. Nobody is going to put me in any form of suspicion, of any doubt. My deen is my deen. My deen is my deen. Khatam ho gayi baat. And so many other rulings. These were people who had many, many women, concubines, wives, unlimited. They were not weak people like us, you know, cheese and onion, crisp khane wale log. What do we do? Umar doesn't, because it's not HMC. So he doesn't eat crisps or anything like that. Strictly. He's an HMC guy. But anyway, so nowadays, you know, the men folks are weak. But if you put yourself in Arabia and you said, you know, I had one wife, they'd say, hey? Take him to the doctors. They'll say, take him to the doctors. You know, literally they'd think like that. Take him to the doctors. Is he a man and one wife? It's a joke. That's what they would think. They were so strong, Sahaba-i Kiram Ajma'in. Arabs at that time. They had concubines, they had so many wives, they had, you know, one man had so many women. Sharia came, narrowed the numbers. and said, no. What you people are doing is lust and desire. Allah is saying, I am your creator. I know how much a man has the ability and the power, if he wanted, with certain conditions, to look after certain members of the family, as in take women in the nikah, maximum four. Otherwise you can't. You can't say I can look after five, no. You can't say I can look after six. Shariat has said only four, but that also with condition. None of them ever questioned Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody ever said that. Sahaba-i kiram ajma'een was strong, mentally very strong. And this is something very important. You can be Muhammad, physically very strong. But mentally are you strong in your Islam? And the only way to be mentally very strong in Islam is when you have a very healthy iman. And that healthy iman is what? This. La rayba fi, la rayba fi, la rayba fi. Everything what my Allah has said, my Rasul has said, it is only right. You know, a lot of these people, because they are people of desire and they are enjoying the sins that they are committing, then shaitan puts in their mind that why do you want to practice your deen, free yourself from this deen, so you don't have this guilty conscience when you are actually doing anything wrong. Free yourself from that. Shaitan plays with your mind in that way. Free your mind in that way. Be like that person. Why is he just enjoying and, you know, not restricted? There's no guilt. Because he doesn't care. So the one thing we have to understand is this, my respected brothers. Look, if a child who's 8 years of age and he says to you as a father, Dad, can you buy me a motorbike? Can you buy me a motorbike? Will you buy him a motorbike? At the age of, say, he's 7 or 8, will you give him a motorbike? No. Why will you not give him a motorbike? Why? It's not safe. You as a father have the wisdom to understand an 8-year-old can say that I am good, I have experience, Dad, give me a motorbike, but a good father won't give him a motorbike, no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of the heavens and the earth. You and I might be desiring something that this is what we would like. But Allah has not made it halal for you. Allah knows that this is harmful for you. Like how the father knows that if I give a motorbike to this kid 8, he'll have an accident. And instead of enjoying, I will have a janaza in my house. So Allah knows everything. Allah knows what Allah has made farz. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam asked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how many namaz? 50. How many namaz? 50. Musa alayhi salam says, I've lived in dunya and I have had good experience with Banu Israel. Please go back, reduce. Reducing came to 5. Musa alayhi salam was not even happy with 5. He says, I think even less. Allah's Nabi then said no. The wisdom Allah has, because He is Hakim. If Shariat has said to you, grow a beard, and your friend might say to you, Yaar, you look ugly. Just say, he says that, you look ugly. Well, who are you to call me ugly or I look ugly? Who are you? To me, you look ugly. To me, you look ugly. It is not about your looks and my looks. What Shariat has said, bas. If Shariat has said to a woman that, you know what, when you are going outside in front of strangers, don't reveal your beauty. That means don't wear clothes that are going to be revealing your body parts. Bas. Then a woman has no choice. She can't say, but why? And then she starts to compare herself with a man. Oh, well, Shariat doesn't say you have to wear that. Why am I supposed to wear this? This is silly. This is childish. But you get women who also want to argue this because of the feminist movement and the Equality Act and gender equality and this equality and that equality. All of these things are there. It doesn't happen, my respected brothers. Allah has given some privilege to His creation. Some things are given to men, some things are given to women. And that is it. So whatever the hukam, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Allah knows best. I was reading an article a few days ago. Russia, there was a flight, I think A310, a new flight that was bound for Hong Kong. I don't know which year, 1944 or something like that. I can't remember, just reading it. It was an interesting article. The pilot, the Russian pilot, was excited. It's a new plane bound for Hong Kong. And he had his young son sitting at the back. So his son was saying, "Dad, you know, make sure you open the cockpit door and I want to see the cockpit." You know, dad, out of love, the plane is on top now. And he allows the son to come inside. And the son is saying, "Dad, can I sit on your seat?" Dad, pyar mein bichara, in love. He says, "Yeah." Son is sitting there. And he is talking, whilst he is talking to his co-pilot, the son is there. And Allah knows what the son did. The plane just plunged immediately down. An accident, and every single one of them died. Every single one of them died. Now whose fault is it? Father's fault. Did that son have the ability to be a pilot? No. Foolishness. So sometimes we as human beings think that, you know, this should be allowed, this should be allowed, this should be allowed, but that is our foolishness. Because we have desire. Allah is Hakim. Allah knows what is right and Allah knows what is wrong. And everything that is of benefit, remember, Allah has made it halal for you. That is why most of the food items you can eat, there are only a few items you can't eat, but most of the food you can eat, even in drinks. So everything about Sharia, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, understand this sabak, which is very, very important. There are many examples like this in the Quran. A lot of people come and say, "Mali sahab, you know, interest." Okay? Interest. Is it haram? Is it really haram? Anyway, what can I do about interest? But the same question was put in front of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they said, "Qalu innama al-bay'u mithlu al-riba." قَالُوا إِنَّمَا الْبَيْعُ مِثْلُ الْرِبَى. They put their logic. And they said, Islam says interest is haram, not allowed. They came to the Prophet and they said, "Look, when you are doing trading, trade works on profit. Trade works on profit. So in trading you have profit. And interest is like profit also. Interest is also a bit like profit. So what is the difference between trading and interest?" قَالُوا إِنَّمَا الْبَيْعُ مِثْلُ الرِّبَى. They came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now if Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to answer, and alhamdulillah, you know, books have been written to prove that alhamdulillah, the Islamic way of running a government and its economy is the best way. So alhamdulillah, that is there. People give lectures on this. It's been explained. And you know, the conventional method is not the right system. But that is one topic. But how did Allah answer them? Did Allah give any logical reasons when they said that, you know, riba and trade is the same? You know how Allah answered? أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَى. Wow. What an answer. No explanation. The difference is, Allah has made trading halal for you and riba haram for you. Finished. No explanation. The Quran does not give explanation. To create this habit in a believer that you must have so much reliance upon Allah, so much reliance upon your Nabi, so much reliance upon the Sunnah and the Seerah, that whatever Allah and His Rasul says, it is sufficient for us. We are not people of kuffar that doubt Allah's Nabi at all, or in Islam at all, or that, you know, sometimes we are going to change this. That is why Islam is the only religion on the face of this earth that is so static, mashallah, it never changes. Never changes. Of course, there are certain masail, fatawas, that can change. In furu'i masail. But the usul, you know, the main tenets of Islam, the hukam, the ahkam, that never changes. And so we have to be very careful. Nowadays, my respected brothers, you will find people like to give their opinion in Sharia. People like to even sometimes make masti of deen. Make masti of deen. And sometimes a child will wear a pagri and come and say, oh mashallah, now you become a Mauli Sahib. What are you doing? Why are you mocking this child, bichara? You, as a family, what do you feel that wearing a pagri or wearing an Islamic garb is degrading? That you are saying, oh, you look like a Mauli Sahib, oh, now you're a Mauli Sahib. Yes, yeah, so what if he's a Mauli Sahib? Is something wrong with a Mauli Sahib? Something wrong with that? We have to be so careful. There's a verse in the Quran of an event that occurred in the time of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The munafiqeen that were in Medina Munawwara during the battle of Tabuk, the Muslims were preparing and wanting to fight this huge army, the Byzantine army, the Romans that were there to fight them. It was a serious matter. And you had the munafiqeen there, and in groups, the hypocrites, they were joking. Look at these companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Inka koi thikana nahi hai. You know, they've got nothing, and they are dreaming of defeating the Roman Empire. What are they doing? They are dreaming of defeating the Roman Empire. And they were mocking the companions and mocking the deen of Islam. And this was their private majlis, private gathering. Nobody knew about this. Allahu Akbar. Until verses were revealed. Verses were revealed, and Allah's Nabi confronted them, called them and said, is this what you were saying? Because by wahi Allah has told me what you were saying. They were trapped. They were munafiqeen. And they said, innama nakhudu wa nal'ab. Oh, you know, we were traveling, we are musafir. This is just, you know, idle talking and joking. This is just some joke. We didn't mean it. We were just joking. You know, we didn't mean to talk in this way. Imagine just making masti that these are the people who think they are going to fight a superpower. Just like how some people were talking. You know, these people who wear a parachute, the Pathans. The Pathans who wear a parachute. Are they going to defeat Russia and America in Afghanistan? You know? Can you believe that? That the Taliban are going to defeat them? What can the Taliban do? And so they were saying, oh, what can the Sahaba do? What are they going to be doing? And they knew, so what they did, they gave an excuse, إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُوضُ وَنَلْعَبُ. You know, and they said, you know, forgive us. Maafi. What did they say? Maafi. Before Allah's Rasul could say anything because of making masti about the religion of Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verses of the Quran. La ta'taziru kad kafartum ba'da imanikum. Don't make any excuses. You have become kafir. What did Allah say? Ba'da imanikum. La ta'taziru kad kafartum ba'da imanikum. No acceptance. And how do we talk? إِن نَعْفُ عَن طَائِفَةٍ مِّنْكُمْ نُعَذِّبْ طَائِفَةً بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا مُجْرِمِينَ. Subhanallah. And there were some people in the group who were doing the talking and laughing, and there were other people that were just quiet amongst them. And Allah is saying, if we want, we will punish, and we will punish. And if there's anyone, if Allah wanted to save, might be some people from amongst you who remain silent. But Allah can punish. So here we see, my respected brothers, two things. We are Muslims, and the word Islam means that we believe 100% in the order, the ahkam, the fara'iz, whatever Shariat has said to us, we believe in it. Sami'na wa ata'na. And that is it. And we should not allow doubt to set in. You see, there are two types of sins. One is when a person is committing sins physically. So for an example, he might be doing ghibat. He might be swearing. He might miss his namaz. Okay, that is a guna. But more dangerous than this guna is when foreign culture invades your mind and heart. Foreign culture invades your mind and heart. And then your mindset becomes such that you start to doubt matters about your deen. This guna is extremely dangerous. This guna is very dangerous. One is the physical guna that a person is doing, but one is mentally, in his mind, he feels that no, I should be drawing my own Islamic map. And I think this is what should be done. This is why most of the fuqaha don't like people becoming ghair muqallid. You know, the Salafi ethos. Why do you follow Imam Abu Hanifa? That is shirk. Are bhai? How is it shirk? Why do you follow Imam Shafi? That is shirk. Why do you follow Imam Malik? That is shirk. Subhanallah. What are you talking about? Imam Shafi, his teacher is Imam Malik. His teacher is Imam Malik. And Imam Malik would, and Imam Shafi was not a rich person. He was not a rich person. After praying by Imam Malik, Imam Malik said to him, to Imam Shafi, now go to Iraq. There is another faqih whose name is Imam Abu Hanifa. Study by him. And he did not have money. Imam Malik gave him money to go. Sponsored him. And when Imam Shafi got to Iraq to learn by Imam Abu Hanifa, subhanallah, Imam Abu Hanifa had passed away. And then he thought that let me go and learn by Imam Abu Yusuf. And he prayed by Imam Abu Yusuf. Imam Abu Yusuf also later on passed away. So these were great, great giants and fuqaha. Why, if you wear a seat belt, is that shirk? Why are you wearing a seat belt? Because it is safety. So they say, the ulama, that because right now you don't have the knowledge to become a mujtahid yourself. You are not in that level that you can master all the sciences like these fuqaha. And when you can't master all these sciences, don't allow shaitan to design your own map of Islam. So it is always good to be under the banner of some of the fuqaha. You can follow Imam Malik, you can follow Imam Shafi, you can follow Imam Hanbali, Imam Abu Hanifa. All of these were great, great people. So why you are not going to open up your own desire of Iman in Islam? This is the reason. Shaitan should not allow us that we have any kind of doubt in our deen. We go straight to a person by, what is this? And they'll tell you this, 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 this. There's a person who said, you know, these Maulvis, they say that, read the Quran. Read the Quran. Hey, bhai, what is the use of reading the Quran? How do they talk? These are Muslims. What is the use of reading the Quran if you don't understand the Quran? And this is so wrong, my respected brothers and elders. Because one of the most important functions of the Quran, the first function of the Quran is to recite the Quran. Not everyone is an Arab and their mother tongue is Arabic. There are Muslims from Indonesia, Muslims from Malaysia, from India, from Pakistan, from Africa, from many parts of the world, Turkey and you name it. There are so many people that are non-Arabs in part of Russia. So are you saying they are going to recite the Quran, they don't get sawab? They pray namaz, they don't get sawab? They pray a surat in the Quran, they don't get sawab? This is foolishness. Foolishness. Of course, it's very important for us to understand the Quran, and after understanding it, making sure that we make amal, practice the Quran. This is another aspect of it. But the first level is reciting the Quran. Inna alladhina yatluna kitab Allah wa aqamu as-salah wa anfaqu mimma razaqnahum sirran wa alaniya yarjuna tijaratan lan tabur. Quran Kareem, dekhiye. Inna alladhina yatluna kitab Allah. What is yatluna? Yatluna, tilawat. And those who do tilawat of the Quran, Allah is praising them. Wa aqamu as-salah, and they read namaz. Wa anfaqu, and they donate mimma razaqnahum, what we have given to them. Sirran wa alaniya. Subhanallah, openly and discreetly. Openly, and sometimes you have to openly give. Sometimes you can give quietly. Sirran wa alaniya. Yarjuna tijaratan lan tabur. Then Allah will give them a reward that is never ending. Yuwaffihum ujurahum. Next ayat, Allah is saying, وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ. Allah will give them the full, full reward, and Allah is saying, I will even increase it more out of my fadl for reciting the Quran. What? One letter of the Quran, minimum sawab you get is 10 sawab. How much? And then from 10 to 700. How rich are you going to be by reciting even Surah Fatiha? وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. So we have to understand, my respected brothers and elders, Allah save us. Amen. We are now living in days of confusion. So many people who wear jabbas and abayas and have long beards, and they'll come to you, but they are Qadianis. They are people whose aqaid are corrupted, and they are there to confuse you, confuse the people of Iman. And then you have the people who are out there who are non-Muslims. So always this golden rule, my respected brothers and elders, which we touched on also in our Jumu'ah, the most important verse that we remember, and it will help us all the time. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. In the deen of Islam, every order, every halal haram about Islam, it is from Allah. It is from Allah. And who is Allah? Allah is the most wise. Allah is the most wise. And this Allah who is the most wise, whatever order He has given it in the right balance. Nothing more and nothing less. Nothing more and nothing less. Everything is in the right balance. And Shariat is about the right balance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us all the tawfiq, my respected brothers, that we understand this very important passage of the Quran, that Quran is shifa, Quran is rahmat, and everything about our deen is la raib, that we are not to doubt anything about Shariat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us all the tawfiq. Inshallah, if you can close your eyes for a few minutes and meditate and ponder, mashallah, the beautiful name of Allah, Ismi Zat, and think that my heart is taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thori der ke liye aankh band kar de. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين سمعنا واطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.